A New York Times investigation last week revealed that employees at many nail salons around New York work with toxic chemicals under poor conditions and for little pay. For the Newton-based nail salon Minilux, that news seemed to almost justify its existence. Minilux was founded 8 years ago by a Boston venture capital firm. Now it's expanding nationally, opening up shop in Texas with a focus on hygiene and fair wages. WBUR's Asma Khalid has the following story about a local salon trying to become the Starbucks of the nail industry.
The story of Minilux began when the managing partner at a Boston-based investment firm called Q-Ball gave his guys a challenge. He wanted them to find a fragmented industry they could transform into the next Starbucks. One of the partners, a Harvard grad named John Hamill, noticed an opportunity.
One day I was driving down the street in my hometown in Revere, and I looked to the left and I saw a nail salon. I looked to the right, saw another nail salon. I did that about 7 times in a row, and a light bulb went off, and I said, nail salons.
Keep in mind, Hamill had never actually stepped foot inside a nail salon. But after this idea, he decided to check it out.
I remember walking in the first time and the smell that hit me.
The firm did some research and realized the big problem in the nail industry was the lack of hygiene for both consumers and workers. And so Minilux was formed with an emphasis on cleanliness. It started with a single salon in Newton Center. Now there's 8 more around Boston. To scale up, the company brought on Sue Thirlwall as CEO. Thirlwall looks like a woman who runs a nail salon, with bright purple glitter polish on her toes that matches her glasses and her blouse.
Well, I do try to coordinate around my nail polish. I can't help myself.
She used to work at Dunkin' Brands as the brand operating officer for Baskin-Robbins. Now she's trying to turn this local salon into a national name.
You can see when we first walk in, the signature of every store is, in fact, the Minilux Clean Lab.
The Clean Lab is like an exhibition kitchen in a restaurant where all the tools are sterilized with hospital-grade equipment. And the foot baths don't have jets because they could breed bacteria. For Thirlwall, all this cleanliness is just as important as career development. Minilux prides itself on paying people at or above minimum wage, plus tips. Employees get paid time off, health benefits, and profit sharing. To fund this business model, the company charges $10 to $15 more than the average random nail salon around town. There is undoubtedly demand for cheap nails, but the founders of Minilux also think there's demand for conscious consumers looking for a socially responsible mani-pedi. Industry research suggests consumers want more toxic-free options, but Brittany Carter, an analyst with the research group Ibis World, is skeptical Minilux can become the next Starbucks. The big difference, she says, is that the coffee chain is selling a product, not a service.
It's very easy for Starbucks to buy the same coffee beans, generate the same recipe, and ensure consistency across all its locations. It is much harder for a service-based industry such as a nail salon to ensure that every technician is properly trained and providing superior service across all their locations.
Carter says the quality of service is nearly impossible to standardize in this highly saturated industry, and she sees that as she sifts through Yelp reviews for Minilux. But Carter says if there is a way to scale up, she thinks it certainly involves using data analysis the way Minilux is. Tony Chan is managing partner at Q-Ball and co-founder of Minilux. He describes the salon's tech strategy as a sort of Uberization of the nail industry.
All those inputs of data, whether there's an event nearby, what colors are hot, all those are put into an algorithm to help us understand better supply and demand matching.
And the company uses that data for staffing. The ultimate aim is to reinvent the business both ethically and digitally. Again, Tony Chan.
Our goal is to go national, without question.
I'd say international.
I was going to say international.
The salon raised over $20 million in venture capital last fall. The company is opening its 10th location later this month in the Prudential Center. And it has plans to more than double its total footprint this year, focusing on cities with warmer temperatures, because there people can wear open-toe shoes for more than 3 months out of the year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.